This is City Lights. I'm Erin Wright, in for Lois Reitzes. Thanks for listening. Unraveling could be thought of as destructive or as a relief. Five artists are presenting their interpretations on that theme in an exhibit that opens tonight at the Notch 8 Gallery. Producer Mike John spoke with some of them and has the story.
Art is still going up on the walls of the airplane hangar-like space at the Notch 8 Gallery. I'm standing with artist Tiffany Charisse as she watches her work get hung. One of those pieces is of a modern dancer, tank top, jeans, ballet flats, rendered in delicate pastels. The dancer's knees are bent, he is up on his toes with his arms outstretched, and this image repeats itself in a pattern that stretches all around the picture, the dancer holding hands with himself over and over.
I knew early on that I wanted to create patterns using, you know, figurative drawings. I wanted to, just convey the idea of being stretched, you know, being stretched thin, being stretched to your limits. So those are just different things that you may feel while you're unraveling or going through something. Yeah.
The show's full title is Unravel, The Journey Back to Purity. The concept came out of conversations between the five artists once Notch 8 brought them all together. Artist Sean Thurston from Jacksonville, Florida, sums it up this way.
We're all wrapped up in our own personal dramas, and then the national climate, which felt, you know, scary. It was trying to dismantle those things and like kind of remove some of these heavy weights that were on us to get back to doing artwork for the creative fulfillment and like the pure joy of it. So unraveling seemed like a good way to do that.
This kind of collaborative group show is a specialty of Notch 8, which lets its artists determine the direction of its exhibitions. It's a method that Atlanta artist Posh Lima says he prefers.
So that we all come up with something that we feel like we can actually like contribute to, rather than trying to like shape or like change your shape into fitting like an actual theme.
Notch 8 was more about the artists coming together to sculpt the idea.
But from there, each artist interpreted the ideas of unraveling and purity in their own way. Lilu Burnett, in particular, had a lot on her mind in those initial conversations.
Well, I hadn't really told anyone yet, but I was currently pregnant with my first child, and this was something I was keeping very, very private. And to me, that was a very special time in my life. And to be creating these works during this process with my body and just preparing myself for a different life, to be able to create a series based on that was amazing for me.
Lila's work is based around images of her young sisters and the different perspectives that they each represent between being a child and being a teenager. The work is heavily patterned, and that, coupled with the bright fluorescent color scheme, gives her work an air of optical illusion. The young girls, and perhaps the artist, still concealing some secrets. While the show includes instances of order and serenity, Posh Lima's work stands out as a brash counterpoint. One large canvas contains a pastiche of imagery centered on the profile of a young black man. His face is tied on like a mask, with a lit fuse emerging from the top of his head.
I like doing profile shots, just because it kind of shows almost like motion, kind of like reminiscent of hieroglyphics. Side profiles to show like chronological like order, like a timeline.
That chronology, the thinking about what's next, is vital in an image that is so rooted in the violent present. And it's coincidental but worth mentioning that this painting by Lima hangs opposite of Tiffany Charisse's Modern Dancer. It's not hard to imagine both figures in conversation with each other. Elsewhere on Lima's canvas, crosses seem to grow tall and thin from the background. He's left pencil marks, sketching out more imagery, which is intentionally left unfinished, as if saying to the viewer, "We're not sure how this is going to unravel. Where we go from here is up to you." For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Unravel opens tonight at 7 at the Notch 8 Gallery in South Atlanta and runs through June 4th.